This is Story of the Gods, brought to you by Chamit FM. Hi, my name is Perpetua Fasomi Peter, and in this podcast, I will be sharing with you popular and not so popular folk stories from African mythology. These are tales passed down by our ancestors, and I hope you find them interesting. It's so good to have you listen today, and we are still exploring Igbo gods Alusi. Well, did you know that Anyanwu, a surname given to people of the Igbo ethnic group in Nigeria, is also a female Igbo deity? Ta-da-da! I can see the shock literally, on your face. I got the same thing when I asked my friend. So yeah, you can go ahead and ask anyone you know who goes by the name Anyanwu if they know this piece or if they have this piece of information that you're about to get from me. Well, Anyanwu, as her name implies, is the Igbo goddess of the sun and natural life. For clarity, quick one, remember that African mythologies include supernatural beings who influence human life, and these supernatural beings are addressed as gods. They are lesser gods. They are different from the all-knowing God who somehow is believed to no longer be interested in the human activity, in human day-to-day activity. So they would rather address the lesser gods who have distinct functions. So Anyanwu happens to be one of those lesser gods with a distinct function. So back to the gist. Amongst Ndigbo, the sun was referred to as Anyanwu. Now, this is a combination of two different words, the first word being Anya, and that means eye, and the second word being Anwu, which means light. Now, together, when you take that together, what you will have is eye of light. The sun is actually one of the most universally revered objects in human history. Just about every culture on the earth honors it for all the different gifts that it brings to the earth, bringing both the light and heat that make life on our planet possible. Now imagine when you wash your clothes. If you're in Africa, you know, you're expecting that the sun should dry your clothes. And if the sun doesn't come, what happens? You already know. Now, Anyanwu bestows many gifts to people. Imagine a day without sunrise. Can you picture it? A day without sunrise. I can't even imagine what will happen on that day. Now, seeing the sun as an eye is not even exclusive to the Igbos. Another famous example of this can actually be found in the ancient Egyptian character of Ra, yes. Now, that character was depicted as a falcon-headed man who had a sun disc on his head. Anyanwu played a very large role in the life of the Umuri, that's the ancient Igbo people, and they believed that the sun was the dwelling place of Anyanwu, the god of light. Uri people, well, these people claim to be the heart and origin of the Igbos. They were so serious about their veneration of Anyanwu that they would wear it on their faces. I really need you to follow me closely because I'll make some descriptions right now. Just follow me. This facial scarification was called ichi. And so in standard Uri scarification, the artist would carve the first line. The first line would run from the center of the forehead down to the center of the chin. They would then carve a second line to run across the face. That starts from the right cheek to the left. The second line met the first at the center of the nose, making it a perfect cross. The second cross was drawn with one line running from the left side of the forehead down to the right side of the chin, and another line running down the opposite direction. This sequence and pattern was repeated until the pattern looked like the rays of the sun. Imagine the rays of the sun on your face. I mean, that's scarification, seriously. That's the right word for it. Altogether, it took 16 straight lines. Yeah, I mean 16 straight lines, 8 crosses, for a full face scarification that mirrored the rays of the sun. Would you like to have that on your face? It was their way of honoring the sun that they worshipped. But it was more than that. It was the face and service and another way of losing one's facial personality. Well, that's about the Nri people. That was their own way of worshipping Anyanwu. While Anyanwu was a popular goddess, no records of any popular courts dedicated to her have been found. And her symbol remains the sun disc or the circle. But that's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. That's all for now, but I'll see you in the next episode of Story of the Gods, hosted by me, Perpetua Fasome Peter, from Jamit.fm. Story of the Gods is produced by Ike Orizu and myself, editing and mixing done by Ike Orizu. Story of the Gods is a production of Jamit FM.